The plaintiffs in the Harvard admissions trial are expected to rest their case today in Boston federal court. The group, Students for Fair Admissions, alleges Harvard discriminates against Asian American applicants in its admissions process. Plaintiffs' planned arrest signals the next stage of the trial when Harvard will defend itself. WBUR's Edify team's been covering the trial, and Carrie Young joins us now this morning to talk about the case. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
So, Carrie, what's been the main argument the plaintiffs have put forward so far, and how did witnesses associated with Harvard react to it?
Well, the plaintiffs are saying a number of things are behind all of this alleged discrimination. They argue that Harvard has a quota system, which the plaintiffs say allows underrepresented minorities in the applicant pool to get admitted with lower credentials than Asian applicants. And then the other big argument is that there's this level of bias among admissions officers against Asian Americans. We've heard a lot about personal scores in this trial, which is one of the metrics that Harvard uses to judge candidates. And the plaintiffs argue that while Asian Americans routinely rank the highest in factors like academics and extracurriculars, they routinely get the lowest personal ratings. One of the plaintiffs' expert witnesses, Peter Arcidiacono, told the court yesterday the magnitude of racial preferences is quite large. Now, Harvard denies that, and pretty much all of the witnesses from the school that I've seen on the witness stand have really passionately defended the school. Harvard's outgoing dean of faculty, Rakesh Khurana, said earlier this week that he said, "If I felt there was any intentional discrimination as a professor, as a dean, and as a father, I would have rung multiple alarm bells." So there's definitely this level of emotion that we're seeing.
Now, we should note this is a bench trial, so the judge is going to decide the case, not a jury. Has the judge reacted at all?
Well, I don't know if I would say that Judge Allison Burroughs has reacted per se, but her voice and questions have been a regular part of this trial. Just like a lot of discrimination lawsuits, much of this case is going to be made by statistics and competing mathematical models. So both sides have a version that supports their case. And she's jumped in many times in the last 2 weeks to make sure that she understands what a number means and how it was calculated so she can make the appropriate decision. Now, on a different note, she has complimented everyone involved in this case for their civility and really just how respectful everything has been so far, even though tensions and, like I said, passions are pretty high.
Have any of the applicants who were allegedly discriminated against testified?
Well, they will actually not be testifying in this case, and really they're still anonymous. The public doesn't know who these students are that Students for Fair Admissions say that they're filing this lawsuit on behalf of.
Okay, so what's expected next then?
Well, the plaintiffs are expected to rest their case very soon, as we've mentioned. After that, we'll hear some student testimony, but on the side of Harvard. And then Harvard will make its case next week. And the case, because Judge Burroughs has another trial the following week, it looks like we'll be wrapping up on Friday.
All right, that's WBUR's Carrie Young talking about the Harvard admissions trial playing out in Boston federal court. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.
And you can follow the WBUR Edify team for the latest on the trial on Twitter at WBUR Edify.